Say, halacha, the halacha is, ma'achzir nes ha-shever. You are allowed to put the broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Shrashi halacha, ma'achzir nes ha-bosa, svir le l'shmu ma'achzir tanan. It's not that he's mechulik on the Mishnah, he holds that the girsa should be in the Mishnah. But the Mishnah also holds ma'achzirin, it's mutter. Mor rabba bar bachona ikloy le pumpadisa. He went to visit Pumpadisa. Loyor le pirket Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was Rosh Hashiva there, he was given a shir there. And Rabba Baba Chana didn't come to a shir. Is Shadra li Ada daily? So Rabbi Yehuda sent his shamish Ada. Omalen, he told him, Zil Garbe, go and grab Rabba Baba Chana, tell him to come to me. He told him to come to shir. Ozo Garbe, so he went to him and he grabbed him and he pulled him to the shir. Trashi Garbe means kach bigdoi, achi yofi, means grab his clothing until he comes. Drag him if you have to. So Maisi dragged him to the shir. Also, when Rabbi Baba Chana came to Yehuda Shir, Ashkechei the Kodorish, that Yehuda was the same, Nalocha, Ein Machzir Nes HaShever. Mash Miloi Pshana Mishnah, you have a broken bone on Shabbat, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back to place. Or Malay, Savada Barava told him, you should know, Hochi Yoma Rab Chana the Gidito, this is the way Rab Chana learned in Gidito, the word Omar Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Halocha Machzir Nes HaShever, Fakert, you should be gerus in the Mishnah that it's mutter to be machzir the sheva. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Or Malay, so he told him, Aho chonon didan. I know chonon. For Shmuel didan, I know Shmuel also. For Shmili, I didn't hear that they said this yet. So he's not mechulak, like he's happy he came and told me this halacha. He said, V'lad adina garbisicha. Isn't it good that I told you to make you come to Shir? So now you told me over what they hold, and I'm a kavel. That taka locher is machzirin. You are allowed to put a broken bone back into place on Shabbos. Trash Yochanan didan mimkaymenuhu. He's by our place. Puloy shemanu zois mipivat hena. And I didn't hear they said this halacha that the Mishnah means mutter until now. Pulav v'dino gavaticha v'tzmiya shilu loy boys. If you didn't come to my shir lelamadno, I wouldn't know this. But now that you came here, I know it. So mel it's mutter. That's halacha. A broken bone you're allowed to put back into place. If his mom is broken, then it's a sakonis eiver. It's a sakonis eiver. You're allowed to do refuam, even Ayidei Yisrael. Even Yisrael is allowed to put it back into place. What about the bone didn't break? Because it came out of the sack. It got dislocated. The shoulder bone got dislocated. Is Ravavi, so the Mishnah says, what? It's also. Mishnah says Yodav Ragnoi Lo Yatar from Betzoynin. He should not allow to do a ma'aseh to put it back into place. You can't like move your hands around fast in cold water. Avarecha Tzukadaka, but you can wash yourself normally. If you're nisrapa and nisrapa, if by itself it comes back into place, that's mutter. But to do a ma'aseh to put it back into place, that's a daimut refua. And mashma just come out of place. There's no sakona saver. There's no sakona. So you're not allowed to put it back into place on Shabbos. At least Ayidei Yisrael. So the more Rav Aviyah have Yosef crying with Rav Yosef. Shini le yode. His hand came out of place. Trash shini le yode. Nishtanis yode mim koimai. His hand bone came out of the socket. Omalei, so he's showing him. Hochi mai. Am I allowed to do this on Shabbos to put it back into place? He told him also to do such a mice, that's like a refuah. It's awesome. What about this way? That's also Vosa. Adohochi, while he was changing his hands, moving his hand in different positions, Ispach Yodei. His hand came back into shape, went back into place. Yeah. So, that was the Maisa. Omalei Maiti Boloch, like he asked him, what's your Shiloh? What are you asking me if it's Mutter or not? Hotanan, it's not from the Mishnah we just learned. Michi Nifrako Yodei, if your hand came out of place, your bone came out of place, or you ragless by the leg, Lo Yatar from Betzoynin. You're not allowed to move your hands around fast in cold water. Mashma, that's the way of putting the bone back into place. So you see, you're not allowed to do it. So what was your Shiloh? The Mishnah says, Klaw. You can only stand, wash your hands normally. So it's not Nikki, you're doing a Mishnah before. And if it comes back into place, that's Mutter. So, but you're not allowed to do a Maisa, Muchach, it's being done to put the bone back into place. Omalei, here in the Eastern Bath, Amavaloi Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Ein Machzir Nes HaShever. Our Mishnah Pasha the Girsa was, you're not allowed to put the broken bone back into place. And still, the Yoma Rav Chonon Begirito, Rav Chonon told us, that Omar Shmuel said over him, Halacha Machzir Nes HaShever, you are allowed to. So no, that was my Shiloh. Even though our Mishnah says, if the bone comes out of the socket, you're not allowed to put it back into place, to do a Maisam. Just if you write this Kedaka, it's good. But I still have a Shiloh. Just like the Mishnah before says, you can't put a broken bone back to place. And still Shmuel said the gears is wrong. It should be Mahzirin. So men have a shadow. What about here? If the bone didn't break, just it came out of the socket, maybe the din also changed. Or Malay, he answered back, no. Kula v'chad mechito machdinan. Do you sew everything with one needle? It's not the same case. Where it was learned, where the bone broke, there Shmuel said, halach riz machzirin, you're allowed to put a broken bone back into place. Because there it's a sakonis aver. If you don't fix the broken bone, we're afraid you'll lose your arm. So sakonis aver, the rabbanu will make you're allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. Even though it's not a sakonis afoshis, avi only doing a meis refuah, not an isid yiraisa, it's mutim. Mashenken hecha, de lo yitma lo yitma. But the next card of the Mishnah that says that the bone just got dislocated, there's no sakonis aver, there the Mishnah says tam it's osir, and aloch it's osir. He needs Shmuel to tell us that the ratio is lavdavka. But in this cipher, it doesn't say lavdavka, so in the moment the bone got dislocated, you're not allowed to. So the Maisa, you have to ask a shayla, if a bone does get dislocated, the Magen Avraham talks about it, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it, that some Achronim want to be mekel. And they say it depends how much dislocated they got. But that the Mishnah says it's aser, that means mamish is not dislocated lagamri, just a little bit came out of the place. So there's no sakana at all. There's no sakana saver. You're not allowed to do refuah for it on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it came out dislocated more, or most of the bone came out of place, that there the doctors say maybe it is a sakana saver, so then you are allowed to have it put back to place, even on Day Yisrael. But I think on Day Akum it's mutter any case. Well, the so whatever happens, you have to ask a shayla. But there are certain cases that it's mutter. It's the only case that's also is mashma that just comes out very little, that there's no sakana at all. Hadron lechakovis. So the Mishnah. Shoyel odom mechaveroi kade yayin vekade shemen. You're allowed to borrow. Shoyel means lashon, I'm borrowing from my friend on Shabbos a pitcher of wine or a pitcher of shemen. It's on Shabbos. You're going to your neighbor. There's an area between your house and your friend's house. You want to borrow some wine or borrow some shemen from your friend. You're allowed to say lashon shoyel, I'm borrowing. Obavach lo yoyma loy halveni. But you can't say lashon halveni. Halvor also means borrowing. We'll soon see what's the difference between the Lashon Shoyel and the Lashon Halveni. Usually, Shaila means, I'm like using a chafetz of yours, a kli, and I'll give it back to you. That's usually called Shoyel. I'm taking something, I'll give it back to you. Halveni usually goes upon money. It's a pshat is, give me your money, and I'll use up the money, and I'll pay you back something different later. That's usually Lashon Halvor. Halvor usually pertains to money. Lend me money means you give me $10. I'm not going to give you back these $10. I'm going to use these $10. But later I'll pay you back another $10. Shaila usually is no. I'm borrowing a tape recorder from you, and I want you to give it back to me. The same kli you're giving back. So the Mishnah says, Lashon Shaila is mutter. But use the Lashon Halvor is also. We'll see in the Gemara Rashi, the Gemara Meforash, and we'll explain what's the difference between these two Lashonis. And what's the Xeris. Rashi learns Pshat is that Halvor is usually for 30 days. Usually when you say Lashon Halvor, it means you want to borrow it for 30 days. So in 30 days, you're afraid maybe you'll forget about it. So may on Shabbos, you want to write it down in your book that I lent my Sefer to Chaim. Or I borrowed my Yayin to Chaim. But since I'm lending it to him for 30 days, I'm afraid I'll forget about it. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to write it down in your book that you're lending Yayin to your friend. Mashenk and Lush and Shiloh, Shoyel, is not Mashma so long. Shiloh could be only for a few days. So if I borrow something just for a day or two, I'm not afraid I'll forget. Then you won't write it down. So that's true in the Mishnah. If you use a Lush and Halvo, it's also because it's exer, maybe you come to write it down. V'cheinu Isha Mechaverta. Anisha Kabaro from her neighbor, Kikrois, a loaf of bread. She could ask her Chava, lend me a loaf of bread. Yeah. On Shabbos. You could borrow it. V'yemeinu Maminu, let's say your friend doesn't trust you, you'll give it back. She says, like, L'chur, pay me, you can't pay me for it on Shabbos. But she says, give me a mashkin. It's Maniach Talisa Etzlein. You're allowed to leave your talis by your friend's house, you can leave a mashkin on it. She doesn't trust you. About to take in the bread now, let's say, Shabbos. You're allowed to say, I'll leave you my talis for a mashkin. It's on Shabbos, you don't speak out how much the bread is worth and how much you owe me money. That's not what I talk about on Shabbos. But you just could say, after Shabbos, I'll make a cheshbon exactly how much I owe you, how much you have to pay me. That's you have to leave for after Shabbos. Erev Pesach v'Yerushalayim shechal liyos b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is the man you have to bring the korban on Pesach. Even though it comes out on Shabbos, the korban Pesach is b'Yerushalayim. is the same halacha. Meniach talisoy etzloi. You're allowed to go to your chaver that has a korban pesach and leave your talis as a mashkin by your chaver for a guarantee. The noitalis pischoi. You take home the korban pesach. Or the chur is after the bile of the person shechted already and he shechted for you. And now you want to take your portion of the meat. So you take the portion of the meat home with you. For yoisim a cheshbin yach yomtiv. And after Yom Tov, you make a cheshbin, how much is the meat that I took worth, and I'll pay it back for you. As a matzilah, when you buy a korban pesach, you have to make sure that all the meat will be eaten up the night of Pesach. So mainly you make sure always a few people buy it together, that they'll all eat up the meat together. So one person buys it for everybody, he shechts it, and then the people come and get their meat after the shechita on Erev Pesach. So on Tzad, you didn't pay for it beforehand, you're not allowed to pay for it or talk about the money on Shabbos. You're allowed to take it home, and you make the cheshbon after Shabbos. Shrash lacha Yom Tov liyom shlishi, the third day, because hey, we're talking about Shabbos is erev Yom Tov, is there yes? So Sunday is the first day. Then on Monday you'll make a cheshbon. That's on third day from today you'll make the cheshbon. So Tigmar, Omale Rovo ba Rav Chana labaya. May shino hashileni. What's the difference if I borrow wine with the Lashon Shiloh and I'm borrowing it from you? They both mean the Lashon I'm borrowing from you. Lend it to me. Borrow it to me. It's the same thing. Omale, he answered back. Hashileni lo yos lemichtav. If you use the Lashon Shiloh, we're not afraid you come to write it down in your book that you're lending this to your friend. Mashenkin halveni. If you use the Lashon halveni, osa lemichtav. We're goizern that maybe you come to write it down in your book. So Drashi. Halveni mashmal is man meruba. That's Rashi Shita. If you use the Lashon halveni, namala means for a long time. Like, lend it to me for a long time. The kind of a mesechta makis, stam halvo lamed yoy. When you borrow something, stam, you mean for at least 30 days. The yossi mil malvezir, lichtav al pinkasai. So if you're going to borrow from me wine for 30 days, before I give it to you, I'm afraid I'll forget, because I can only get it back in 30 days, so I'm going to write it down now in my book. Kach v'kach halvisoni. I lent you this and this. Kadesh la yishkas, I shouldn't forget it. So that's what the gzeir is. Ma'ashenken loshen shayla, which usually doesn't take so long, so then we're not afraid to come to write it down. Toistias kashen rashi, toistias kashen, the Gemara says, shayla is also 30 days. Yeah, the Gemara Mlocha says that, atale shula kol amagyem pturim in atitis. Rinam yosim, hador, if you live in a house, the first 30 days you have to put on a mezuzah, because tam shayla is only 30 days. Akopon, this is what Rashi learns. Rashi learns that halvo is stam 30 days. Mashma shayla, even though sometimes it means 30 days, but shayla could mean less also. Tayyiz learns a little bit differently. Tayyiz learns that a lashon shayla means you give me back this chayfetz itself. So then I'm not afraid you'll forget because you know you have to give me back this chayfetz. But a lashon halvo usually means like money, which means I'm taking something from you and I'll pay you back something else later. So if they pay me back something else, then we're afraid that maybe you'll forget about it, and that's why he wants to write it down. Okay, so that's the chilek. Lashon Shiloh, we're not afraid to write it down. Lashon Halvo, we're afraid to come to write it down. Because Gemara, v'akiv on the bechul, in the middle of the week, zim in the boy lemei malei halveni, v'yom malei hashireni. Sometimes you want to say Lashon Halvo, that means a long time like Rashi, and you still use the Lashon Shiloh. For like kapad alavayu, when you're not makpid, which way you say it. And you're afraid to write it, you come to write it down. Or you say, B'Shabbos, not B'Yosel Mikhtav. It's about in the weekday. Sometimes you say a Lashon Shelo, and Shelo, you really mean to Halvo, like Rashi means, you really mean to lend it for 30 days. So even though you say a Lashon Shelo, you'll also come to write it down. So it's a kasha. Why is a Lashon Shelo good? Shelo could also mean sometimes for more than 30 days. So we should be afraid, even if you use a Lashon Shelo, lend it to me, you'll also come to write it down. And the Gemara Amalei, the Choyel, the Leishnoki Amalei Halveni, Leishnoki Amalei Ashileni, Leikavdin Alavayu, Osla Michtav. Means on Choyel, there's no halacha which way you have to say it. True, you can say each one you want. So any one you say, if you mean for 30 days, true, you come to write it down. Amashenken v'Shabbos, but now that we have a special halacha on Shabbos. Kivod Ashileni, who the Sharwa the Rabbanin. The Rabbanin said, Klo, you're only allowed to use a Lashon Shiloh. You can say Hashileni. Halveni loisharu lei, but the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to use the lashon halveni. So on Shabbos, you know the halacha. You have to be careful which lashon you're saying. Even though maybe you'd want to say lashon halveni, you know you're not allowed to say it. You have to say lashon shaila. So since you know this halacha, that one word you are allowed to say, one word you can't say is mele minkara milson. You remember that today is Shabbos. And we're not afraid to come to write it down. Trashi b'Shabbos nami heskiyah mashileni sava dalvohi. The kashrus since in the middle of the weekday. When you mean halavoh for 30 days, you also sometimes say loshen hashileni, lend it to me. You say hashileni. V'yosu l'nichtav amai hekerika. But in the middle of the weekday, when you say loshen hashileni, also the gzeri you come to write it down. So what should Shabbos be different? That there it says, "Achik yasin amalei." V'Shabbos kivun dashileni sharolei rabbonin halaveni l'sharolei minkura milsu l'yosu l'nichtav. I think on Shabbos there's halacha that you're not allowed to say a lashon of halveni. You could only say the lashon of shaila, this lashon, so people remember that it's different. So maybe you won't come to write down today, even though you really mean for 30 days. But we're not afraid to come to write down. Since there's halacha, you have to say dafka this lashon, not that lashon. Right. Omar le rovo bar Rav Chonon labaye. He has to shout from Abaye. Michti. Let's like, come, let's sit down and talk. Omar Rabbonin. Komili di yomtiv, kama di evshel lishnuya mashninin. So halacha by yomtiv, even though you're allowed to do certain times, malachas do something, but as much as a difference, you can do something with shinui, you're supposed to do it with the shinui. Shrashim is derinon. Hanevi kada yain, even though you're allowed to bring a whole pitcher full of wine, avalayaviyan visal of a kupon. So halacha there, you shouldn't bring it with a sal, with a kupa, with a lot of different baskets. Now bring it together in one basket. Don't bring it layaviyam vasal of a kupon. Make some type of a shinui. Even though you have to carry the wine to home on yontiv, but make a little bit shinui. If you usually carry a lot of different barrels, put it together in one big barrel now and carry it. Supposed to make some type of a heker, but to know today is yontiv. Abizoi hani nash, we have a kasha on the women, the malay in chatzva yamaya. They go and fill their pitchers with water. They go down to the well or to the river on yontiv to fetch water, that's mutter. My time alay mashninim. How come our kolpon they don't make some heker? Let them make some different to the pitcher on yomtiv than the whole weekday. It's not possible to make any difference. What difference do you want them to do? The milum bechatzva rabbi. If they use a big pitcher, limlu bechatzva zut. You want them to fetch the water. Now in a small pitcher, so the more name, hokam afishi belucha. That's not an eitzah, because since you have to fetch the water and walk a long place, it's not an eitzah to make her walk back and forth a few times. It's better for care if you use the one big pitcher and you'll only do it in one shot. So that's obvious to do it on yontif. Right, the malayim bechatzva zut. If people use a small pitcher. Let's tell her on Yom Tov, make a shinu, make some different. L'mlayim v'chatzva rabba. As even though you only need a quart of water, we'll tell her to use a gallon, or tell her to take a pitcher, a gallon pitcher. So the more v'chatzva rabba, that the more name, that's also not a good eitzah. Komash shibamasli. Before you're making her carry more. It's not good to carry too much in Yom Tov. The least you have to is good. That's not an eitzah either to make her take a bigger pitcher if she doesn't need it. Vaita nifris sudra. Let's spread a sudra or a scarf.